on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course. You know we like to give it to you every single morning. It's www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. It's Thursday, and if you're just getting going, it's 7:37 a.m., and I know when we were traveling in this morning, it was patches of fog. So if you're traveling in, traveling north or south on Highway 71 or wherever you're traveling in from, we want you to make sure that you're careful this morning. Give yourself enough time to get there safely. And as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. You know it. You know they're in effect until 9 o'clock. Please steer clear of our kids' rear. Make sure that you're watching out for each and every child, each and every school zone, and each and every crossing guard, and also those resource officers that help those crossing guards out at many of the schools. Please be careful. Make sure that you get there safely. Stay engaged. And more importantly, slow down. It's Thursday, October the 11th, and we've got a few reminders before we get the morning started. Just want to remind you, in case you didn't know, MedExpress Ambulance Services. Well, they are celebrating, D.C., their 20th year of service in this community. Two decades of serving Central Louisiana, and that's happening this Thursday, tonight, actually, October the 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, I'm not sure, Octavia, if you're listening, give us a text or a call. I'm not sure whether it's too late for people to join in that celebration. But it is a huge celebration, and Mark and Ginger Majors are inviting everyone to come out and to join them in celebrating two decades of serving Central Louisiana. That's going to be happening at 7525 Highway 71 South in Alexandria. And again, that's happening tonight. And we know that Octavia Williams, who's also the team captain for Team OPT, the official and only OPT Network in Central Louisiana and the world, has gone out of her way to make sure that this momentous occasion, D.C., is on point for MedExpress. So we say congratulations to Mark and Ginger Majors and to their entire team for serving Central Louisiana for two decades. What an incredible accomplishment that is. Also, you know, yesterday we told you about going to the website to register for the race. Now, Angie Roberts is going to be in shortly to tell us more about that. We've already got phone calls and text messages this morning and emails about people that didn't quite get in under the deadline. But we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But it is not too late to register for the race itself. And you can still do that by going to www.komensinlaw.org. Now, the way that you can reach out and connect with David and Carlette Christmas, the OPT Network, is through our offices. at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. That's our office information. And every day we've had messages or people waiting for us or phone calls and people wanting to get help registering for the race, not quite sure how to connect and do that. We're happy to do that. And if we happen not to be at the office, all you've got to do is leave us a message or leave us a note on our door. Again, it's 3717 Government Street, and that's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria. Or simply call us and leave us a message at 318-445-5658. We're going to be telling you all about the race this morning. We're going to tell you about how you can connect, and we're going to bring some of the sponsors in that are making this race possible. Now, DC, I got to switch gears just for a minute, and let me just give a quick shout out to Terrion Minor. If he is out there listening this morning as he's traveling into school, he's 9 years old, and he attends Rugg Elementary. Terrion, good morning and welcome, and thank you for being a part of the OPT network. Well, we met your grandmother on yesterday. She was at the offices waiting for us when we got back, and her name is Brenda Strong. And let me tell you,
Brenda.
Let me tell you, we had a hallelujah shouting good time of fellowship yesterday. And Brenda, I just want you to know, because I know that you're listening, that I am sitting in front of the microphone looking at my beautiful couch. And what does that mean? Well, here is an incredible woman, DC, that has turned her hobbies into a business. And so she's got this incredibly unique idea, and they are bricks, but she has ornately decorated the bricks to look like a sofa.
Absolutely. And you would never know what it was if you didn't know what it was.
You would never know what it was if you didn't know what it was. And what it is actually a door stopper, but it is just absolutely too beautiful to be a door stopper. And the brick is it's decorated and really dedicated to each individual person that will receive the brick. And so it is decorated in pink and white, and it is so ornate. And I keep using that word because everything on it is done with such a spirit of excellence. And then it's got two pink pillows on either side. And I said, we're going to take a picture of this beautiful door stopper, and we're going to put it on our website for all to see. I mean, every detail of this door stopper is excellent. It is absolutely beautiful. It's got pink lace on either side. And just imagine in your mind's eye a brick that looks, I mean, every bit like a sofa. And then in the fabric of the sofa, there are pink ribbons and butterflies. And Brenda, I said to you yesterday, I don't know if I can do the door stopper justice because it's so beautiful. But even beyond its beauty, it is such a heartfelt piece of memorabilia. And then in the center of the sofa, there is a pendant, if you will, that says determination. And this sofa was created expressly for me. And when I look at the sofa, and I have not stopped looking at it, Brenda, since you gave it to us, and she gave DC one that is an LSU sofa doorstopper, I have marveled at the wittiness of the idea. And we have thought about you since we saw you on yesterday, and God said he'll give you witty ideas. Well, we're going to put this doorstop on our website for all to see. And Brenda has said that for every doorstop that people buy, DC, she will donate $10. The doorstops are $20.
Yes.
And for every doorstop that people go out and buy, she will donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and to our efforts. And as we were talking about this incredible, beautiful, beautiful work of art, because that's essentially what it is, she wrote me a note.
And at the top of the note, it says, "Hell no. Let's stop it at the door," i.e. the doorstop. And so our conversation was this, that every woman has to be responsible for stopping breast cancer at her door. And we know that there are a small percentage of men who also will get breast cancer. But the way that we stop it at the door is by examining ourselves, self-exams, and mammograms. And I'm going to tell you what, Brenda, the time that we fellowshipped on yesterday, and we literally sat at her feet and listened to her minister to us and encourage us. And let me tell you, every conversation, every story that we hear, it gives life to us to continue to do what we do. And, you know, after you give and give and give, you have to stop to be refilled. And that's exactly what we did yesterday. We stopped and we just shut it down and we just got a refilling. And DC and I said, Brenda, that you are one of those very unique people that really, really understands what it is that this movement is about. And yesterday, when we were talking about people giving their supply, Brenda said, DC, that it simply moved her. And she got an unction from your conversation yesterday.
Yes, she did. She said she felt that she was one of those people who she's a retired nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she has some issues with her back. I won't say she has a bad back, but she has some issues, so she mm-hmm. can't walk. But she said, the supply that I can give, mm-hmm. I'm going to give. So she said, this is what I can do. Also, Miss Brenda is adding to the Super Mega Raffle. She is also, she sells custom suits.
Mm-hmm.
And she has donated two suits valued at $300 each to the Super Mega Raffle.
But tell what kind of suits, who those suits are for.
Men.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be in the man pack.
It's probably going to be in the man pack.
Two custom-made suits that are made especially for the person who's buying them,
mm-hmm.
Who wins them, excuse me.
Exactly, wins
so,
them.
So she'll take your measurements and basically send off and have those suits altered to fit you perfect, completely. And so not only did she do that, she's mm-hmm. also saying she wants to be the change that she would like to see. So if you're out there and you know Miss Brenda,
mm-hmm.
call her. She has some of these Super Mega Raffle tickets as well.
Absolutely. And Brenda, we just want you to know that your supply was absolutely needed. It was incredible. And we're going to get our incredible web editor, Mary Hollingsworth, to put this doorstop on our website so that people can see the ornate beauty of the website, of the doorstop, excuse me, and they can partake in this. And it's just a great, great piece of memorabilia that you'll want to have. And it doesn't necessarily have to be decorated in pink and white for breast cancer. It can be anything that you want. And one of the things that I love that's really, really unique about it is that she said she does it for all occasions. And so DC's telling me that I got to take a break here, but there's some other people that sent donations that we really, really want to recognize. So stay on point. Stay with us. Today is October the 11th. It's 7:48 a.m. And we'll be back on the other side of this break.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens of critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Mayor of the City of Alexandria, Jock Roy.
As we talk about the job losses in the city, Mayor Roy, I want you to talk about how you, when you say that you guys were able, having to go and calm the community, how do you calm people's fears, especially losing a job at such a time as that?
Well, it's probably a difficult task to be really just blunt about it. You can't, as a person, tell someone who just lost their job at Christmas,
right,
I have the solution for you, or just hold on, everything's gonna be okay. But we do it. Everyone does it. We know how we calm people when we lose a loved one. We know that we tell people these things, and we know at that moment they're not really fully hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla, the truth is, it is true. It will get better.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday. Today is October the 12th. And this segment of the official OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serves Rapides and surrounding areas to make sure that your insurance needs are on point. And here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Got to remind you about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. And they have partnered with Team OPT again this year. Stop by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Pick up those beautiful jeweled ribbon pins for only $5. All of the proceeds are going to this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Also, they've got raffle tickets, those super mega raffle tickets. We're going to tell you about that a little bit later in the show. They have got the $1 ribbons that you can go in and help us to pink out all of their locations. And what those ribbons do is they honor people that have gone home to be with the Lord, or those people that are fighting right now and on the journey. So make sure that you stop by any of the three locations of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, we can't say enough about Davis One Stop and their efforts also to help Team OPT. There are many ways that you can stop in at Davis and help as well. They have got pink butterflies. They're pinking out their windows with pink butterflies. They also have an incredibly beautiful pink Christmas tree. Can you believe it? It's Christmas time already. Well, we're using the Christmas tree to help raise money for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're saying hell no to breast cancer, and we need your help. You guys have shown up, but the race is not over, and we're still raising funds. Also, we want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network on this Thursday morning, it's 8:01, and we're talking about the race. But more importantly, we're talking about those important people that make the race possible. DC, those people like Lawrence Searcy, who is a co-chair, like Angie Roberts, who is another co-chair. And we're talking about the head of this great city, Mayor Jack Roy. So we welcome all to the studio this morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor Roy, let me start with you. Many people may or may not know that you guys, the city of Alexandria, under your leadership, you have really, really, whether people know it or not, you have been an integral part of this race happening for the last really 3 years. We're going into the third year. So let's talk about the city's, you know, role in this race.
Well, I think the city's the biggest role that we have to do and perform is to provide logistical support for the race to Lawrence, Angie, and all of the volunteers they've organized and all that the Komen organization brings downtown. So, for example, our public works department, our police department, and fire, in addition to all of them participating with their own teams, they also have to make sure that logistically everyone is safe, that streets are cordoned off, and that people can enjoy the other side of all this, which is which is great fun and fitness for that day. So that's part of it. I remember when Lawrence really first approached me, I've known him for several years, and we were friends before I was in politics, and he was doing this, and you know, it dawned on me at maybe even as early as at River Oaks, Lawrence, that this was something huge, that there was something very special about it. Of course, it's touched Lawrence's life personally, and, and by that, it touched me. I went to school with his wife from the time we were very small children to and have known her since then. So this is something that touches everybody's lives. It's touched my life in other ways with family members, and it's just something that I think everybody experiences either 1 degree off or 2 or 3 degrees off.
And so, Mayor Roy, you know, you said as Lawrence had approached you with this race, and it had never happened in all of these years in this city. Talk about your feeling about having it happen here.
Well, I think in those early times, I had a feeling about it being big because, for example, the River Oaks event, there were so many people there that were ready to organize and commit. And I think Angie and Lauren, it almost turned into sort of an auction style event. He started saying, who's in? And people were really in. So at first, I think it struck me that for women particularly, this hits home so hard that it brought out of the folks in that room. You could feel the energy from them. And I think that even the race itself, there's a certain camaraderie that is shared among women that is almost palpable out there that you can see. And I told Lawrence the other night when we were at Red River Bank, and I told the crowd, I guess, that I think it sort of brings people out of the closet, if you will, about the experiences they've had. And maybe they would not have shared that with folks very readily. And all of a sudden, there's a pride about it. There's a pride about their survivorship. And there's a willingness to sort of shed the cloak of all the other things that go with it, from embarrassment and worry and fear to all of that is sort of shed in this moment during the race when you see people. They're very empowered, and it empowers everybody around them.
And talk about what it does for downtown Alexandria and for you as the leader of this great city.
Well, this, like many great things, I want to minimize, this isn't something that the city does or about what these guys do is incredible. Again, we're there just to provide the support to make it happen. On the selfish side for me as a mayor, it brings a lot of people downtown. And I believe that the event is so empowering and so positive, and it's part of this, I think, I see Alexandria steering toward these fitness events that raise awareness for things. And this is one of the flagship events. Perhaps there are two or three others, starting the Dragon Boat Race for the museum and so forth, the La Tour de Bayou, which we just had. I think you're starting to see this happen, and perhaps that's a nationwide thing. Fitness is maybe in, and that's a good thing for all of us. You know, Lawrence and I have been talking lately about extending the event into some other activities that follow it so that it extends all the way into the evening. And there's even talk about coupling it with other things that, that continue to grow it. It's already huge. My only fear is I don't want to mess it up by bringing it into something else, but we're working through those things. So for me, again, on the selfish mayor side, of course there are other opportunities to couple this event and make other things better or even increase this. It's big. I think it exceeded everyone's expectations, and now they have that confidence that comes with success where they're saying, well, we're going to grow it every year. It can be bigger than it is now.
Absolutely. And so for you, Lawrence, in the third year, and many people that may be listening for the first time may or may not know that your wife was touched by breast cancer. And before you answer, Lawrence, I just want to say to Mayor Roy and to all of our listening audience, what an incredible group that has assembled that have hearts none other than servant hearts. These people this morning are true servants and serving Central Louisiana and all of the parishes from which are covered by this race. And for that, Lawrence, we thank you guys for your heart, because people really don't know the work that goes into this. But so for this year, I know every year it brings its challenges. Talk about this year's race and what we expect.
Sure. Let me say first, you know, with regards to what the mayor has said, how important it is, the partnerships that we have formed with not only the city, but also with other agencies that help us move the race forward. I mean, every year the Bordelonville Volunteer Fire Department is out there helping us. You know, we've let the city of Pondville allows us to park on their side of the river and let people walk over. So it really does take a true partnership between private and public to make the event happen. And without the cooperation of the city of Alexandria, T.W. Thompson, Public Works, Fire Department, all of those people, would be impossible for us to put on this event. I mean, so I just want to thank the mayor for the help that he gives us every year. This year, it should look exactly like it did last year, we hope. And registration seems to be bearing that out. We've got a lot of teams registered that finished yesterday. Individuals can still register, but the main stage is still going to be on the backside of City Hall facing the museum. The race will begin under the tunnel on Front Street there.
As it did last year.
Just as it did. So, you know, and then it's going to end up at the levee. We've got Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs from Natchitoches. Rodney Harrington's going to play after the race and put on a good show. So, you know, we expect everything to be just like it was last year. It is really a festive environment out there. It is like its own festival. And what Jock is talking about is we hope, you know, in the future to be able to carry that festive atmosphere all the way through to the end of the day and make it a celebration of life for everybody.
Absolutely. And Angie, I know for you, you're one of those incredibly hardworking people, and every time we talk, you are doing something else to make this race successful. Talk about what your expectations are for this year's race.
Well, like they've both said, Jock and Lawrence have both said, it's exceeded all our expectations. We never, from that first meeting, we knew we could pull off a race, but we didn't expect that many people there. And as someone who works with breast cancer patients every day, it's like Mayor Roy said, you just see this camaraderie and this celebration and an absence of sadness and an absence of fear. And it just literally brings everyone together. And that, and sadly, and that's what cancer does. I mean, we see that every day at Cabrini. It's like, it doesn't matter, you know, what color you are, what age you are, what socioeconomic background you are. When you're diagnosed with cancer, it affects everyone literally in almost the same way. And that's not just the person diagnosed, but the family and the support group and everyone around them. And this is one day we can push that horrible C word aside and truly celebrate. And it's just an awesome thing. I mean, it's literally overwhelming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's overwhelming, but it is one of the most incredible events that you could be a part of this year for sure. We've got to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. But when we come back, we've got the sponsors, some of the sponsors, co-chairs, and people involved in the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. Choose the right bank. Choose the bank. It's an independent, community-focused, friendly, and gives you personal service every single time. Also, Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, Get HD for Life, plus so much more. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. And, of course, McDonald's of Pineville. We want to invite you, when you're getting breakfast, lunch, or dinner at McDonald's of Pineville, to help us to pink out
the Pineville locations. You can go in and just for $1, you can purchase a ribbon, and those funds go to all of our fundraising efforts. And if you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by Mayor Jock Roy, Lawrence Searcy from Walker Automotive, who is a co-chair of the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and Angie Roberts, who is also a co-chair, and she works at the Cabrini Cancer Center. She really, really is an occupational therapist. I like to call her a lymphedemaologist, and we've talked about lymphedema a lot. But this morning, we're talking about the race, and we're talking about the impact, Mayor Roy, that the race has on the city. But more than that, you know, this whole movement, I think for every single person here, Lawrence and Angie and everybody that's really, really gotten behind the race to push, we want to encourage people, women in this community, to get healthy, to get checked. And so, you know, the other day I was talking about, you know, the vine and the branch, and the branch and the vine, and the fact that
I was listening to you.
I was too. And I was,
you know, that we, you know, and that's why, you know, everybody who listens to this show knows that we are apolitical. So we are not going to be talking about politics. But this is one of those rare occasions when the city is doing something so incredibly great, and people really don't know what a huge role the city is playing in this movement, and how this really impacts your own personal life, your friends' lives. And so we want to really send this message that resonates not only with Alexandria, but the Twin Cities and all of the parishes that we cover about helping people to get healthy and whole.
Well, one thing I'd want to say, and when I was walking out the door this morning, my wife Wendy said, Jacques, remind people that the CMAP program, of course, which she's mm-hmm. affiliated with, and you mm-hmm. know that, and it's a free program. I'm not plugging my wife or something
absolutely
for money. It's
not,
free.
For sure.
She said, remind the listeners that CMAP does cancer screening for all cancers, and people mm-hmm. can apply if they qualify and go have that done. So that's a huge, important thing that we just miss. Lawrence said something the other day at Red River Bank, and it dawned on me. It's something that you kind of know in the back of your mind, but then you forget because the C word is always associated with doom and mm-hmm. and not knowing what can happen. But this disease can be eradicated in the very near future, and mm-hmm. I don't know that people always get that not all cancers are the same, that there are things that are unique, particularly to breast cancer, that there is research out there mm-hmm. that's on the vanguard, on the cutting edge, that really we're getting closer to being able to resolve some of the aspects of this in terms of treatment. There's a great survival
mm-hmm.
rate that can be achieved if mm-hmm. it's caught early. Mm-hmm. And that can only be done with screening. Screening isn't perfect. Mammography is mm-hmm. not perfect, but it is a tool that has to be used. And I think Lawrence will probably have more to say on that. But I wanted to talk about eradication and prevention mm-hmm. as part of this. Now, here's the unique tie-in to this. Fitness is a huge part mm-hmm. of it. And that's what this race is about. So
absolutely.
You really have sort of a spiritual side of what it is, and then you have the real reality of putting those feet on the ground and doing something that for you that day, your body mm-hmm. is helping to eradicate it too.
And Mayor Roy, we don't know if your wife is busier than you, because we really have been wanting and trying to get her on to talk about CMAP, because it is an incredibly important
absolutely.
program, especially for those people in those rural outlying areas.
Yes. I bet she's listening, so she'll hear that invitation.
So we're giving her a special call out that we need to keep talking about it, and that's one of the words that we have continued to use on this program is eradicating breast cancer, and we've got to do it with self-exams, as Brenda Strong so poignantly pointed out yesterday in our office, and mammograms.
I'll say one thing as we're talking about Wendy you know, trying to get her on is she is the perfect embodiment of everything that we're talking about and why breast cancer is so difficult, in the sense that Wendy is a working mom
mm-hmm.
and her schedule, if for anybody that has kids, is very dynamic, probably because she has to work and deal with kids and all that. So what ends up happening with early detection is a lot of these women say, you know what, I don't have time to go to the doctor.
Exactly.
I don't have time to schedule. I can't get there. I've got to get to soccer. I've got to get to ballet. I've got to get, you know, to work. What's going to happen? And, you know, the fact of the matter is, at some point in time, those women have to say, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
I put me first because without me, all of the rest of it doesn't happen.
That's right.
So if the women don't put themselves first, they won't be there to take their kids to soccer or ballet or whatever. They've got to go the minute that they have an issue, the minute they feel a lump, the minute that they feel that their body is telling them something that is unusual, go see your doctor and get it checked out. I mean, yeah, the worst that could happen is your doctor says, okay, we got to go do something about that. We need to get a mammogram, or we need to get a biopsy or something like that. But it's a lot better that that happens really early on than happening, you know, at some other point in time.
Absolutely. And Angie, I know that we are fighting, along with Krista Scabrini Hospital, to get women to come in and get those free mammograms.
Right. And that's Wendy's program as well, is received mammogram vouchers specifically for uninsured or underinsured, as well as Cabrini Hospital did. And again, those are available. All you have to do is call, get an appointment, get a referral from a physician. If you don't have a physician, we'll help you find one. But yes, screening is key. The other thing, in fact, yesterday we had a girl who called me a week ago, and I'm saying girl because she was only 36 years old, and the insurance that she has paid only for a screening. Well, she had that screening back in March, and the screening came back positive, but her insurance didn't cover further diagnostic tests. So she's been putting off having those diagnostic tests since March because she didn't have the money. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we can help you with that. And that's part of what, and she came in yesterday, and I haven't found out yet how it turned out, but she came in and was able to get those further diagnostic tests, and, you know, was overwhelmed when I told her we could do that, you know.
One of the things, Angie, you need to remember is 6 months in cancer time.
That's a long time.
It's like dog years. I mean, it's like 7 years for every month.
It is.
I mean, it really is. I mean, you cannot put off doing this at all.
And that's, you know, like Lauren said earlier about, you know, like working moms, I'm one myself. I mean, I feel like I have two jobs right now, plus, you know, plus a family. And it's just but you have to make time for yourself. And that's a frightening statistic within itself. I mean, we look at statistics where there's so many women out there who don't get a mammogram because they don't have insurance or uninsured. But you look at women who are insured. Over 65, they say 65 to 75% of women who are insured, who their insurance will pay for a mammogram, they haven't gotten those screenings because they don't take the time to do it. It's like, are you kidding me? Come on. You know, and like Mayor Roy said, it's not a perfect tool, but it's the tool we have right now.
And it's really the only one.
It's the best.
It's our best resource.
It is.
And, you know, Mayor Roy, that's why we were really, really thought it was important to have you come in. And, you know, I kind of use that analogy, the branch and the vine and the branches, because, you know, when the city connects with incredible movements like this, we're all connected. But when somebody falls off, then it doesn't work, you know. So it takes the totality of everybody coming together, because this by far is the great equalizer. And we ourselves, just 1 year after the race, are dealing with cancer in our very own family. And so we understand the magnitude, and this is why we're saying hell no to breast cancer. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, guys, very much. Team OPT, for your positive support, the city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle serves Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. The number's 318-346-6695. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, who is a proud presenting sponsor of this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure as well. You can find them at HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works.
Now, if you're just joining us, we are joined by Mayor Jack Roy, Lawrence Searcy, and Angie Roberts, who are both co-chairs for this year's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And people are probably saying, well, you know what? I've been hearing so much about this, and I wanted to be a part of it, like we got all those emails and text messages early this morning, but I did not register, Angie. I did not meet that 12 midnight deadline last night. So no. What are we saying to those people this morning?
Actually, online registration is still open. It is open until Sunday. It will cut off on Sunday, so mm-hmm. you still have time to do that.
But
it is up $30. Mm-hmm. So you missed that early bird, but you can still register. And teams as well. So we've extended the team.
Oh, we've extended the teams?
Yes. So.
All right.
So it's not too late. You've got till Sunday. After that, it is paper only, and you'll have to come to Run Wild to do that.
Okay. And give where Run Wild is.
Run Wild is on Jackson Street. Mm-hmm. It's in that little brick building in front of Max Fresh Market, mm-hmm. right next to Smoothie King.
Okay.
That is also where we will be having packet pickup next week. Cool. Not until Wednesday.
Okay. I was like, cool, okay. We're ready to pick up
Do
the packets.
Do not
already.
Come by Run Wild until
unless
Wednesday.
They want to get their outfit now.
Unless they want to get those
You
got
to have your perfect.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to be on point for
on
the race.
On point. That's right.
So
be
you can
point.
Go there to Run Wild. She's got some incredible looking hot gear, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, we will start. In fact, teams packet pickup will be extended from 7 to 7 on Wednesday. So if you are registered with a team, the mm-hmm. team captain needs to come by and pick up those team t-shirts and race bibs on Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
And then we'll have packet pickup for individuals on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no packet pickup on race day. So if you want that t-shirt and your race bib, you have to do it between Wednesday and Friday next week.
Okay, absolutely. Lawrence, I want to give kudos to Amy. Amy, you know what? I have been trying to twist your arm for some 3 years now. but you know what? Amy Searcy also is a survivor, but she has an incredible heart for this movement, this journey. I believe you are truly one of those inspirational, pivotal women. And we just want to thank you personally from Team OPT for all that you guys do, because most people do not know because she is so quiet, but she is really a very large presence in this movement, Lawrence.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm very proud of Amy and everything that she's done. It was really Amy and Angie and Dr. Yule and a few others who were primarily responsible for bringing Komen here in the first place. They fought for years and years to get the race here mm-hmm. and get our own race.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they need to be credited with that, because they are really the ones that that founded this movement here in Central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm extremely proud of all of them for doing it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I cannot, and I hate to start calling names, but there's so many people that are an incredible part of this movement. But about 2 weeks ago, we were at Run Wild, Elizabeth Casanova and her husband, and they are some of those great servants to Mayor Roy that,
yeah, big time.
You know, if you see them on race day, they are not people that need any credit, want any accolades, but they are serving from the time the sun comes up until the time the race is over, literally just working to make it happen. And so for all of the people from the city of Alexandria to the city of Pineville and all of those volunteers and all of those people that have phoned us and have texted us and have pulled us over and literally taken the time to share their stories, but even bigger than that, have shown their largesse by giving us donations. We say thank you. Amos and Barbara Bradley, we have not forgotten you. I want to thank you personally, DC and I, for your encouragement. When we found out that DC had been diagnosed, your encouraging words blessed us, and we want to thank you for your incredible donation. And listen, Lawrence, Amy, Angie, Mayor Roy, the people of this city have been absolutely incredible. I mean, people have given their time, their talents, and their money.
Well, I tell you what's interesting about that. If you look on the back of the t-shirt, you'll see all the sponsors, and you can see that we can hardly fit all the sponsors mm-hmm. on the back of the T-shirt. Not one time in asking people for money to sponsor this race has anybody said, how big will my logo be? Where will I be? How much recognition will I get? Do I get to put a wow. banner down? They don't ask those questions. And it's not because they don't want to do it or they don't want to get recognition for their sponsorship. It is that is all secondary. It mm-hmm. is about bringing awareness to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you see things like Red River Bank lighting their building pink. It's why you see Schnacks with the clock tower is now pink. Drive around town and just look out the window and see the amount of pink ribbons. I mean, mm-hmm. I was driving down Albert Street the other day, and there's a bunch of pink ribbons that are just lining Albert mm-hmm. Street. I thought that was so fascinating.
And Lawrence, I got to stop you right there because there's not enough good, positive words that we can say about Dallas Hixon and Hixon Automotive Group, Christine Mercer, and the team that they have there. DC, Dallas is yeah. one of those incredible people that not only gives his money, but he lends his support
Absolutely.
To so many things that go on in this great community. And he was one of those first people that stepped up and didn't talk about it, but was about it.
Absolutely. Both Cabrini and Hicks mm-hmm. and Complex. And I'll tell you, Dallas and I are very good competitors, but we're also very good friends. We mm-hmm. sit on a lot of boards together. Our kids are in the same class together.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dallas and I see quite a bit of each other. And I can't say enough for what he has done for this community to bring awareness to the cause. He has stepped up each one of the 3 years without hesitation.
Without
hesitation. And I appreciate that. I actually thought he was going to be here this morning. I was looking forward to seeing him and visiting with him. But
we were too.
Maybe he'll. I'll see him later on this afternoon or something. But I do want to say how much I do appreciate the support
mm-hmm.
Of all the sponsors and Dallas and the hospital, Cabrini Hospital, because, again, you know, they just came forward. We didn't have to go to them
mm-hmm.
And ask for their support. They call us and say, okay, what are we doing next year?
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about people who are big supporters, Angie, we've got to talk. We can't say enough about Christus Cabrini Hospital that has been on board from the very beginning, who's also proud sponsors of what we do. And not just for this race, but pillars in helping to keep this community educated and informed about their health. And you guys are taking it a step further by saying, you know, it's great that we come together. It's great that we need money to find the cure to eradicate this horrific disease. But the first thing and the most important thing is that we come together in prayer. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we actually are going to, as you said, take a step back on mm-hmm. Monday from fundraising and celebrating and actually do a short prayer service. It's going to be on Monday, this coming Monday, October 15th at 5:30 at our Women and Children's Atrium.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same place where we did the balloon launch a week ago. And we're just going to pull everyone together as a community and literally just pray for a cure. Because ultimately, that's where the cure will come.
Absolutely.
So we want to invite the public to join us. It's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
You can come over after work, after you get your kids from school. And we're just going to all join together and do that.
That's going to be an incredible movement. Let me take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to remind you about that. We're calling all prayer warriors to come out and let's pray together so that we can eradicate breast cancer. Take a quick break here. We're back right after this.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And we won't have time to unveil what Sylvia's is doing for the Race for the Cure, saying hell no. But you got to stay tuned for that. Here's how you can...
We'll be unveiling it soon, though.
I know, you can't wait. The number for Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services in Bunkie is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Y'all, you know, we're joined this morning, if you're just joining the OPT, by Lawrence Searcy, Mayor Jock Roy, and Angie Roberts. And we're talking about eradicating breast cancer. And Angie, I think, you know, what we were talking about during the break is so critically important. And you were saying how Mayor Roy and the city have really minimized their role, but it is indeed that branch and vine type concept.
Absolutely. And I mean, it takes a village literally to put on this race. And we were just laughing that, you know, that first time we got together and realized how many people we're going to have. And it's like, oh my gosh, where are we going to put all these people and how is this going to work? And, you know, of course, Donna Elizabeth, or they could put a race on in their sleep literally, but Casanos. But the magnitude of doing it and we sat in a room at the city, and T.W. Thompson, love the man. He is just love him.
And he's from the Coleman.
No, what's his title officially?
T.W. Thompson is the director of public. He's now chief of staff.
Right.
So he's my right hand. When Miss McGill's left me, that's a joke.
But yeah, he just, you know,
he gets it done.
He is amazing. It was like, okay, what do y'all need? Bullet point list. And we said this, and he pointed to the person that needed to handle it. Okay, you take care of this. You take care of this.
He was just on point.
I like this man. He is about getting it done. And it was awesome.
But you know,
it's been like that.
His nickname is the general or the commissioner from every division. And his division, Public Works, feels the same way about him as these guys do. I mean, he's
awesome.
Beloved,
mm-hmm.
but he's tough as nails, but he's respected because he's fair and he gets it done.
Is he kind of like Mr. Joe Page, sort of no nonsense?
Yeah. He and Mr. Joe Page are good. Yeah.
I kid Mr. Joe all the time that he's on the show. Mr. Joe Page is just, he's great at what he does, but he's just no nonsense. And that's really what it takes to get it done. And Mayor Roy, when we look at the last 3 years and the successes of this incredible movement, and we tell people every single morning, the only way that the movement will continue is that people move. And what people really don't realize about this movement is that for years, Alexandria, Louisiana, was not even considered for this movement. All of the races happening all across this country and on four different continents, Alexandria was never considered even for this race because they thought that Alexandria was too small. So this is huge.
It is, Carla. And look, with this dragon boat, and you look at Latour and you see these that cropped up out of the community. They weren't sent down by government or anyone else. Mm-hmm. If you look at what you said, movement, dynamicism, mm-hmm. the word dynamic is about move, change, flux. If you look at
Are you a word buff?
I like words. Lawrence knows that.
I do too.
But if you think about dynamicism, that's what it is. So for anybody that thinks, well, it's sleepy there, it's not going to work, well, you can ask Lawrence or any of the folks. Mm-hmm. No one else is doing Dragon Boat. Louisiana, you know, this is something that was started here, and they're doing it. This Coleman, although there are plenty of cities doing it in Louisiana, we're competing with any mm-hmm. of them, of any size mm-hmm. relative to our size. Mm-hmm. We are. I want to touch on something before we get off. One time, when Angie told the story about the person who had an incident where there was a recognition of a potential problem, and then that's in March, and 6 months go by, I was going to jump in, and I saw Lawrence just grab the mic because he knows. He said it was like dog years, 6 months. I just want to tell people that you couldn't say something truer about this situation. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait. And if there are problems with insurance and something, call and reach out to folks. Call Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people in the community that can get you directed where you need to be. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait 6 months.
Absolutely.
There are inflammatory versions of. There are other things that can happen. Lawrence knows this very very quickly, and 6 months is too long for any. If you have an initial concern, mm-hmm. diagnostic, you've got to do something immediately.
And that's really why we're all sitting here, because in some way or another, we've all been affected, and we've said it a trillion times on the air that everybody knows somebody.
Absolutely.
But it is not until it touches your family. And we were saying yesterday with Miss Brenda Strong that when you hear the C word, and you talked about it earlier, Mayor Roy, it invokes an absolute fear. I don't care how prayed up you are. I don't care how much you love God and how many scriptures you know. It just creates a panic and a fear. And our work here and the reason why we have to continue moving is, like you said, Mayor, we're getting closer and closer to having a drug. And once we break open breast cancer, then it will give life or death to the other cancers. And so this is why we keep talking about it. This is why DC and the network and I are so blessed to have this medium, so that we can continue to encourage women. Right now at Cabrini Hospital, there are free mammograms.
Right.
We got to make some changes.
And for that, and let's not forget those men out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are also men out there. 6% of breast cancer happens in men. And we have plenty of men in this community that we have treated with breast cancer.
And I'm glad you mentioned that.
So don't ignore that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We had a caller the other day that said, how is it that men can have breast cancer when they don't have breast?
And but they do have breast tissue.
Very
it's not
good.
Used in the same way as women, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but that tissue is still there. And it all goes back to this, and we tell our patients this every day, and not even patients, but or women or men who haven't become patients yet, and we hope they won't be,
mm-hmm.
but you know your body better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lawrence was saying earlier, and we were talking about this, if you feel that something's wrong and you go to a doctor and you don't get the help or you don't get the answer or they put you off because they don't feel it or whatever, don't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, and I truly believe that God instills in women an instinct mm-hmm. that we know with our kids and we know with ourselves when something's not right. So again, you have to know what's normal mm-hmm. to then know what's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
So get informed, learn, get out there. We have lots of education at Cabrini. We can help you. Just don't do nothing.
You know what I say every single person that I talk to every single person that needs help? It's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. Mm-hmm. Until you open up your mouth and let someone know that you need help, then help is not available. But help is there.
It is.
And it's just a matter of making a phone call saying, can you help me?
In my business, that's a fact. There's just no question about that.
Can I jump in and say something real quick? One of the things I'd like to say is that the reason that these free mammograms and things like that exist is uh-huh. because it's the money that is raised from this race that puts that back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlette has been so nice to sit here and thank me and Mayor Roy and Angie, but we know for a fact that without media, traditional media, not Facebook or Twitter, but traditional media, getting out over the radio, getting out over the TV station and the paper, we would not have the success that we have. So we want to thank you.
Absolutely.
For everything that you do. I mean, you are out here preaching the gospel of breast cancer every day, and you reach so many people and get so many people motivated. The fact of the matter is, this all costs money. And we can't raise the money with people sitting on their couches watching it happen mm-hmm. downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So you are motivating those soldiers to get out and register and get downtown and wear their pink and put on their, you know, wigs and their skirts and all that sort of stuff. So thank you very much for everything that you do, because really, I don't know how many thousands of people show up because you told them to, but we
Absolutely.
Know that it's a tremendous amount, and we thank you for that.
Well, you know what? I think that that's – thank you. And I'll say thank you. But what we have said to people, Mayor Roy, is that, you know, sometimes it's hard to get people involved in a movement. So it's not about David and Carlette Christmas or Team OPT or any of the other mediums, because people choose who they want to follow. So we're not asking people to follow us. We're asking people to follow the movement. And so when we get on here and we talk about it every day, the only thing that we're asking people to hear is our heart. Because we have seen people in our own family die. We have seen our sister friends like Janice Joseph Richard, which I try to say her name every single day, who was an educated woman who had insurance. But she said to Angie and I and to many others, I waited too long, dog years. And so we're not telling people that we're the greatest. We're not telling people to follow the OPT network. We're asking people quite simply to make the change, to follow the movement, because the movement is bigger than any one entity.
But they do follow you because they love you. So, I mean, you can say that.
You can come every morning.
They follow you because you get out here and you preach it. And so,
and you don't just preach it, you live it.
Don't minimize what you're doing here, because you are a tremendous force that is generating all these people to get out there.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got to take, are we out of time? Let me take a quick break here.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired.
Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, we're back. This has been an incredible, incredible time. And, you know, as we are leaving the airwaves this morning, I want to give everybody a final thought. Lawrence, your final thought for those people that are listening this morning that have not registered for the race as of yet.
Register, register, register. It's a movement in motion, and we mean that literally. Get downtown on the 20th, be registered, move, run, walk. And if you don't want to walk or run, register anyway and just hang out downtown where everybody else goes and runs and walks.
I love it. And Mayor Roy, for you, you had a very thought-provoking moment.
During the break, Carlette, we were talking about, and look, this is the most non-political, non-gender-specific, non-racial. When you see people out there connecting, people are breaking bread that may not have otherwise met. Carlette, you said this is real diversity in action when you go see this event. But on the flip side of that, we talked about there is sort of a subplot that is worth mentioning, that is race specific, and that is that to the extent your listenership at OPT, that there is a large African-American listenership, remember, African-American women are disproportionately affected in many, many areas, including ours, and that is worth mentioning. That involvement is critical for the women in our community to think about, and so I hope those connections continue to be made and those partnerships continue to be forged like you see at Cabrini when the balloons are released.
Absolutely.
Listen to those speakers there.
And before we leave that thought, Mayor Roy, not only are African-American women disproportionately affected, but African-American women are dying more than any other ethnic group.
Yes.
And I can't say that more powerfully and more profoundly than that.
Yes. Their access for socioeconomic and a host of reasons is disproportionately negatively affected, and that results in more deaths,
more
mortality, and that can be changed, and the relationships and the things that are forged here can be changed immediately.
Absolutely, and you know what? One of the reasons why this race is even happening in this state, in this city, is because Alexandria had so many deaths from breast cancer. It's got to change. Angie, last words from you.
You know, Lawrence said register. Mayor is saying getting involved. And I'm going to say to women out there, get your mammograms. If you don't have insurance, we have those available for you at Cabrini. Please call us. Don't ignore it. Don't wait. And let's just make this happen.
Let's keep moving.
Keep moving.
Hey, for all those prayer warriors, I just want to remind you guys that they're going to be having a prayer for the cure on Monday. It's this Monday at 5:30. It's going to be at Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital Atrium where we release the balloons. It is a time for us to come together. And I love what you said, Brenda Strong. I know that you're listening. We need to not only say hell no to breast cancer. Mayor, can you say hell no?
Hell no.
You didn't say that like you meant it. Say it one more time.
I thought I said it too strong. I was pulling back from the mic thinking that was a bit too much.
Hell no.
Hell
out to the no. We're going to stop breast cancer at the door. We're going to do it with self-exams and mammograms. Brenda, I love it. We love all of you. We thank you so much. Thank you, Mayor Roy. Thank you, Lawrence Searcy. Thank you, Angie Roberts. Thank all of the people who make this movement move. We want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the only official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Be the change. Change starts with you. It starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a